Dale Olson's a big believer that people should get out in the great outdoors. So when a confrontation between a trespasser and several hunters resulted in 6 dead and 2 wounded in his own township of Meteor, he felt the need to do something.
This wasn't the first confrontation, and it probably won't be the last. Anything we can do to help alleviate that, I think, is important, especially with the abundance of quasi-public land.
Since the trespasser was Hmong, Olson's hoping to raise enough money to have 1,000 multilingual no trespassing signs made. He'd like to see the signs printed in English, Spanish, and Hmong.
We don't want to point fingers, and we don't want to be judgmental. We want to get it across. It's just a matter of whether we can fit all that onto a single no trespassing sign.
Enter Jerry Olson, a Rochester, Minnesota internet sporting company operator. He's already printed up thousands of multilingual signs. He says hunting confrontations happen because people don't know they're trespassing, don't understand, or don't care. These signs will handle the first 2 cases.
Our signs are intended to promote compliance of property laws, and we believe to the extent that compliance is improved, that the woods can be safer and more enjoyable for everyone. I know to some degree this is an inflammatory subject, but it doesn't need to be.
Jerry Olson says these signs will help landowners and hunters in Minnesota and Wisconsin deal with a changing, more diverse society in a time when public land is shrinking. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.